This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two crashes shut down I-94 in Racine County yesterday, and both involved burning semis. The first was at around 4:30, the second at around 7:30. Despite the flames and the backups, officials say only minor injuries were reported. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says the outcome could have been much worse. Racine County prosecutors are still reviewing two open flock camera cases. It stems from alleged misuse by local law enforcement. Two other cases have been dismissed, and the district attorney tells Fox 6 the remaining investigations are still active. No timeline has been set for charges or final rulings. A Racine apartment fire killed six cats and injured a firefighter late Wednesday night. Crews say heavy smoke filled the unit when they forced their way inside, but no one inside was hurt. The firefighter was treated and released. The cause is still under investigation. South Milwaukee says some homes have elevated lead levels in their tap water. Most of the homes tested came back low, but more than 10% were above the EPA's recommended limit. The city says impacted residents were notified and given pitchers while lead service lines are replaced. Kenosha is moving ahead with plans to turn the former Hillcrest School property into a single-family neighborhood. The city bought the site for a dollar. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports they're preparing to seek a developer. A demolition order has already been approved. Taste of Wisconsin starts today in Kenosha, and organizers say the three-day festival could draw as many as 75,000 people. The event features 35 food vendors and more than 80 live music acts through Sunday. Proceeds help support local groups like the Boys and Girls Club and the Salvation Army. And the last Chancery in southeastern Wisconsin has closed. The shutdown in Mequon ends a long run for the restaurant chain in the area. That location closed July 20th. A note at the entrance thanked the community and said the owners are moving on to the next chapter. There had been Chancery locations in Racine and Pleasant Prairie. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters yesterday afternoon who took over the news conference called to update the public after an officer-involved shooting killed a man.
The thinness of trust in the city right now did not start.
No, we can shut this down. You can stop talking because we don't want to hear anything you've been saying. You're going to say the same thing you all say every time a black body gets shot down in this city.
Police say the man was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him Wednesday. Madison's Common Council President Sabrina Madison says she wants a full, transparent investigation.
I'm angry. There's like no way around it. And while we know that there will be investigations and all of that, the thing for me is that his death is final.
Four officers, including the one who fired the shot, are on administrative leave while Wisconsin's Department of Justice investigates. A $2,500 reward is now being offered to help police find whoever is responsible for shooting a dog more than eight times in Shawnee County. As we reported earlier in the week, the brown mixed breed dog, now named Sonny, was found in Maple Grove earlier this month. Sonny had more than eight gunshot wounds, a broken leg, and multiple broken ribs. Sheriff's deputies say it appears the dog was shot several days before he was finally found on July 15th. The Center for Humane Economy and the Wisconsin Puppy Mill Project announced a $2,500 reward yesterday for information that leads to an arrest. Investigators say any piece of information, no matter how small, could prove valuable. Anyone with information is asked to call the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office. Sonny is currently recovering at the Shawnee County Humane Society and already has a loving home lined up once he is medically cleared. A court ruling could restore stability for Wisconsin programs that lost funding under federal cuts. A judge says the Trump administration overstepped by canceling grants based on shifting priorities. State leaders say tens of millions of dollars were affected, including support for farmers, unemployment systems, and university research. The lawsuit was filed by Wisconsin and other states. Federal officials argued they had authority, but the court disagreed. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants the Army to release its report on the Iranian attack in Kuwait that killed six U.S. service members in March. Baldwin says families of the fallen, along with Congress, should be told what the investigation found and what changes are being made. The attack targeted a U.S. tactical center and was one of the deadliest strikes on American troops in the conflict. Democrats have been pushing for more oversight. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
training camp next week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers training camp begins next Wednesday. Players already spotted arriving at the airport. On Monday, the annual shareholders meeting at Lambeau Field, the team's foundation making contributions to 9 social agencies, 5 in Green Bay, 4 around Milwaukee, a total of $1.6 million donated. Baseball, the Brewers and Rockies today, followed by the alumni game tonight with Ryan Braun, Jeff Jenkins. How's the team doing after being swept by the Pirates in Pittsburgh before the All-Star game?
Good, man. I mean, that's kind of what I mentioned in the interview a couple days ago is, you know, sour taste in our mouth going to the break. And I'm sure people, you know, took that a little personally and looked to strive to be better. We've seen that in the last 6 games. So, Brew Crew is doing all right.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, considerably more humid with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.